Hi, Troy. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So Jesse left some really good notes for me. So from what I gather, business has been in business for a little bit over a decade, and you've had control for about 5 years. Is that right? Or two years. 2 years. Okay, great. So that's why now I understand. So Jesse did say that you're getting a new in business discount. I was trying to do the math on how I can justify it with my boss. So we're good there. Okay, so now in these 2 years, what is your main focus on how you're growing the business? Like, what type of marketing approach are you taking?
I'm not doing any marketing right now. It's just been word of mouth. People might not, from my, 27 years of, being in the industry and connections that I've made along the way. So, and luck.
Okay.
I mean,
right,
I guess.
That sounds good. Well, then, to make sure we're on the same page, then, are you in a position where if the price is right, you're currently looking to grow the business with online marketing through Google? Because that's what we promote.
Yeah, no, I would definitely like to do that. I mean, I know of other, contractors that are friends of mine who, he is, a really young guy, super techie, running a really high-tech construction company. He's the kind of the tech behind it. I don't know if he can build a doghouse, but his company can, opportunities through his online presence because he has an amazing website. It makes him look like he's the largest contractor
in the
world.
You might have asked who it is.
And, yeah, J Lane Construction.
I figured. You know why I figured? He's the top listing who's not paying for clicks. So there's two types of listings on Google, pay-per-click, and then there are web optimizers. He is the top listing who's doing just optimization, meaning it's not even costing him that much money to do this. So
because he knows how he does it all himself. He's super, like I said, he's a young guy. He's super techie and he's super into it and he does a phenomenal job with it.
He's a marketing guy who likes to claim that he's actually a contractor, but really he just hires the people who do the work, right?
But I mean, he is a guy. He holds all the licenses. I mean, he is a legit contractor. He just doesn't have
right. But when's the last time he's rolled up his sleeves to actually do it, right?
He ain't nailed a bunch of nails, right? I mean, but which is fine. I don't, I haven't either, so to speak. But I've also been doing it 25 years and have a background in it. So other than taking a
totally
check, he has a construction management degree. I mean, he has a construction management degree. So
he did the book learning side of things, and now he's
right.
A marketing pro. I get you. Okay, well,
yeah,
well, Troy, here's how we work. Yeah, what we do is we help the business owners like yourself who is great at being in the field and probably selling your service. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm sure you're a great salesman of your services. And, what we would do is we would just help you promote with all this back-end online stuff that Jesse Lane, is that his name?
Yep.
Yep, that he's doing on his own, right? So we would do that for you. I'm going to send you a sample web page just so you can see what we do. And now maybe it's not fully up to Jesse's standard, Jesse Lane's standard, but I tell you what, Troy, a lot of our clients are very happy with our structure. It is very strongly optimized for web presence on Google and also for cell phone use. Now, are you on the road right now?
I'm traveling, yes.
No worries. So I don't recommend you look at your cell phone, okay? I want to be clear on that. I did send you the information.
Did you text it to me? I just saw
it
come in.
Yep. From our 877 number.
Okay,
well, you're like my family members in Florida. I got family out in Naples, and they don't mind driving up the 95 and whatnot and on their phone, so they're not too worried about it. All right, so let me know when you see ProBuild Solutions, our sample site.
I see it. Yeah.
Okay. When you scroll through the site, one of the main things for optimization, don't get me wrong, again, it's not Jesse Lane level. We're not trying to break anyone's you know, world records for graphic arts or anything like that. But all we do is we optimize it with some clean photos and blurbs about what you do. And then at the top and bottom at all times, you'll notice the local splash logo. That'd be replaced by your logo, of course. And then the click the call button is the most important thing about this is, as you know, when people are scrolling on websites, they don't really like to look for phone numbers anymore. So they just need those click the call buttons. And we keep them steady at the top and bottom at all times.
What about click the call as well as like an email? So is this a web? So explain to me, is this a sample web page or what? Or is this like when they click on that? See, I guess I'd like to see how it looks like if I do a search. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So it's your website. So we would choose a domain for you if you haven't already secured one on your own. What's the domain?
I have a website started. You can look at it, but it's not. I got one of my customers started it for me, and it's a long story.
Sounds good.
But
what's the website?
And she was super smart. So it's VantageContracting.com. VantageContracting.com. Inc. I'm sorry. VantageContractingInc.com.
Gotcha. So pretty easy to find with just the business name there. All right, I'm pulling up the website now. Okay, so it says Northeast Florida's General Contracting Group, right?
Right.
And that's a picture of you on the front, right? There it is. Okay.
It is.
I like the shirt.
In there. I don't really like the picture. Of course.
I like it. So good man. So I'll tell you what. So this website obviously is a homepage, right? As far as that goes. So the sample website that I sent you, we'd import that into this domain. So it would be, as long as you're okay with it, we would keep your logo. The VCI logo totally stays there. We would just use our optimized format and then also putting in like the photos of work and things like that just to really upload what you do. The mission statement can stay. We definitely would use your literature. That is not a problem. And we just make sure that the website that is on this domain is optimized for Google results. You following me so far?
Right. Because like if you go to the, so you're optimizing it through the website itself. You're not doing things. I mean, the website
has something to do with
the way you optimize it or?
Oh, absolutely. Right. So like when you're talking about websites and optimization for Google growth, what we're talking about is simple things like this, right? So it's not necessarily like the days of old where you can just put a bunch of words on a website and that's how Google captures that information to promote it.
Right.
No. What we mean by optimization, and that's the old school thought of marketing. So doesn't work anymore, Troy. But that used to work in the past. So, but now how things have evolved online, it's more of who you know, not what you put on your website. So being a premier channel partner with Google, we definitely promote your website through Google, if that makes sense. What I meant by optimizing your website is optimized for customer use. Two factors, right, is that click-to-call button. When you open up the website, though, the same sample website I showed you, if you open it up on a computer, it also has a quick link to Google reviews because, as you know, Google reviews tend to be, kind of like the kingmakers online, and that's how Jesse Lane's where he's at, I'm sure.
Right. He does. He has a whole YouTube channel. He does shit ton of YouTube videos. I mean.
Right. He's trying to brand and do that kind of brand marketing. That's all fine and dandy. What we do is just base it off of reviews, right? So he only has 64 reviews in 10 years. So I will tell you this. His Google presence is vulnerable. It is not always going to be the top one when other companies that have stronger promotion, like what we do where we promote. So what we do to make sure that you can capture as many reviews as possible from your clients, we give you a text prompt where all you do is type in their phone number on our back end dashboard for you that you have login to. So you just type in someone's phone number and or email address, however you want to send them a prompt for review. And that's going to make it so much easier for them to leave a review because, as you know, in the current state of things, most likely if you were to ask for a Google review, how would you do it? In person, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
exactly.
So it's not to say that your customers don't love leaving you reviews, but let's be frank there, Troy. Customers are lazy. That is the fact of it all.
Right.
So,
I don't leave reviews. I don't leave reviews.
Right. You don't have to read them yourself, or you don't have to leave them yourself, but one of the things that would probably help you to leave reviews is if someone sent you an email that says, hey, click here and leave us a review, or a text message, hey, click here, leave us a review, and you send that and you leave that with your clients, and that's how you really build the review volume very quickly, right? So it's just one of the things that we do to make your life easier and make your clients' lives easier to really trumpet how good your work is, right? And that's the other thing that we do for optimization. It does involve a little bit of your assistance in making sure that you're typing in phone numbers and clicking send. But as far as all the templates and you know, just asking for reviews, it's going to make your life easier so that way you don't have to do it in person and hope that they, you know, find you online to leave that review, as an example.
Is that the way I get up in the search engine? Because let me just
absolutely
say that I don't do volume of work. So I'm not, it'd take me 10 years to get 64 reviews because if I'm only doing, I mostly focus in commercial work. So, and that's where
that's okay.
I want my focus to be. So I'm building, you know, 3 restaurants a year, maybe a residential remodel or two in between there. So those could get reviews, but it's not. But like I said, I might have, you know.
That's okay.
I mean, I wish it to be more
right.
4 commercial reviews a year. So
right. But keep in mind, it
helped me get up.
Volume is a factor. Volume is not the only factor. So thank you for helping me, address that. So volume is definitely a factor, but also review strength is a factor, right? The fact that you're getting nothing but 5.0s, for example, is a factor. The fact that you're getting, you know, very strong reviews and things of that nature. And then also the keywords, right? So I just typed in contractors in Jacksonville. I didn't type in like a specific, like, let's say you want to do a keyword of like restaurant construction or something like that, or commercial contracting. Those type of factors also affect your presence on Google. And back to what I was saying before, it's also the fact that we're a premier channel partner. We invest tens of thousands of dollars a month, each month with Google on behalf of our clients. So when we look to optimize a client, you know, we do have some back channels to Google to make sure that gets done properly. You follow me so far?
Yep.
I have some clients
There is still the optimizing your placement in the search engine by keywords too. That's still a thing somewhat.
Yeah. We're all doing keyword management at the same time. You're absolutely correct. Just to give you an idea of like how we operate, we have some clients that have zero reviews, have no online presence, and we still get them on the first page within 2 months. So it is something that, I'm just pointing out some factors. But for your sake,
yeah.
I mean, the key that we want to do is get your website promoted and get that up and running, and then make sure that your Google Business Profile starts showing up more frequently in those keywords. Because as of right now, I'm going to try to find you. Sorry about that. I'm trying to find you online. So let me see if I can try it. Vantage Contracting Jacksonville. That's okay. We'll work on that. So if I type in Vantage Contracting Jacksonville, Florida, there's an address of 8963 Phillips Highway. Is that connected to you at all?
No, but it could have been like 15 years ago. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know the backstory of.
The reason why is we need to replace that ASAP, because this says when I type in Vantage Contracting Jacksonville, this Vantage Contracting Group, Inc., which is close enough, your business name to confuse a potential client, it says on the Google Business Profile, permanently closed. Not something that you want connected to your business name, even though it's not the exact business name. I hope you can understand that could lead to a little confusion from a potential client.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%. No, I agree
100%. So we would get that quickly revised. You know, we would help you reach out to Google to do that. You submit a video, say,
what if
Google, I am in business.
What if there's a bad review from like 10 years ago on there that still some people, it's on there and I think, I don't know if it's one or two, but it's been brought to my attention and it wasn't my partner, although it has my silent partner's name there. It was his son who he was trying to help out, and his son is a total jackass and kind of just didn't do, I don't know the backstory. I know there's reviews on there and I know it's not my partner. There's a couple of reviews on there about, you know, don't try this guy, blah, 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 whatever. And it has nothing to do with, I mean, it's
and
10 or more
that,
years ago.
And that's how we fix it, right? So we don't fix it by removing this profile itself. This profile has nothing to do with you, but we just make sure when people type in Vantage Contracting, this profile is not the one that they see. They see the profile that has your business that is alive and well, that has Vantage Contracting Inc. as opposed to Vantage Contracting Group Inc., right? So those little details are going to make sure that we secure the proper Google Business Profile for you, so that way this goes away, right? This whole potential eyesore. You follow me so far?
Yeah.
Sorry,
sorry,
did I lose you?
I accidentally hit the mute button. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No worries. No worries.
I heard you.
So yeah, again, that's easily fixable because the phone number doesn't match, the address doesn't match, nothing matches with your business name. It's just going to allow us, again, this will still exist, but it's not connected to you at all. And, you know, once we start promoting your business online, whenever someone types in Vantage Contracting, your profile is going to pop up, not this false one from years past.
Or we get it to where, I want to get it to where they're not necessarily typing in Vantage Contracting, but like you said before, you know, Jacksonville General Contractor,
right, of course. That's definitely a part of our service, is get you up there where you're side by side with Jay Lane and some of these other players who have the reviews over time and whatnot. So that's crux of our business. That is what we rely on. When we have a partnership with Google, it means that at a bare minimum, we have to achieve a 70% success rate with our clients, meaning 7 out of 10 have to be very happy running ads with us to maintain our status with Google. So what that means to you, Troy, is we're not working with Jay Lane or any of your competitors, because even if you did the simple math, if I signed up 2 people in Jacksonville who was doing what you do, that's already setting me up for failure, because we would have a 50% success rate more likely than not, because one of you will be happier than the other. And we can't, that's not going to cut it with Google. So we cannot even run that chance. So that's what we were talking about earlier when you were speaking with Jesse. We only work with one client per locale for service offering, so that way we can fully promote your growth and maintain our credentials at Google. It's in our best interest for every one of our clients to succeed, or else Google kicks us out. And we don't want that, of course.
And what is that? What is the coverage area for that? Like, I'm in Jacksonville Beach, but I also, you know, obviously like the whole Jacksonville coverage, Jacksonville Beach, Jacksonville, you know, Florida, you know, I mean, so I don't know how far your,
so great question there.
What my coverage area is.
So whatever you want your coverage area to be, it can be achieved. There's first way to do it is the map listing, right? No matter what, that algorithm is defined by Google as far as where you're found on someone looking for general contractors near me, right? So that is Google's algorithm. You'll be in that same area where you know, Jesse is and everyone else that is your direct competition that's with around you. in terms of hitting further locales, like if you want to go all the way to Gainesville, I heard you mention to Jesse on our team about you going into Georgia sometimes and even further. If that's the case, there's two ways to do it that we also can help you with. You can either run Facebook ads, which a lot of our clients do like. Facebook tends to have a larger, a bigger focus on hitting the resi type clients. So I don't know if that's what you want, but I'm just saying we do provide that as well. And then the other thing you can also do is Google ads, where there's sponsored listings. I'm sure you've seen on the map, you see sponsored listings from time to time, right?
Sure.
So sponsored listings just basically means that they're, someone is paying to show up at the almost very top of the list in that particular region. So those are pay-per-click ads. That's where the budget gets a little bit more, you know, for the, I guess, people who have an advertising appetite, so to speak. We don't really ask you to start there right from the jump because it just doesn't really make great sense for someone who's doing an initial foray into it. But we have that available at any time. So I'll go over the pricing so you better understand where we're at. If what you're looking for is Google optimization, website optimization, and then we do $100 of Facebook ads as a standard for our clients just so you can see how that works, all inclusive, your month-to-month rate is $249.
And that includes the Facebook? But what if I did not want – I don't have a Facebook presence right now and –
And if you never want one, that's okay.
I mean,
let me ask you this.
I'm not going to say I don't in the future, but right now I don't want that to be my focus, I guess.
That's okay. Like I said, so with Google Ads, though, the minimum ad buy is $300. So it does change your price point a little bit. That's why I was saying a lot of our clients like doing the Facebook. We would set up your business profile for Facebook as well. So we can do everything to manage your Facebook. We don't do posts. Okay. We're not a social media manager, but as far as ads, copies, and everything like that, we would run all those for you. That's not a problem. So that's why I was mentioning the $249. But if you wanted to do Google instead, we can do Google instead. Your price point, instead of $249, since the minimum ad buy is $300 a month, it goes to $449 monthly. But, again, of course, $300 of those is going straight to Google.
So I guess I'm confused about now you confuse me because
no worries. So I'll go over one more time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean I'm thinking that we were setting up for the Google optimization, not Facebook.
Yes, Google optimization plus $100 of Facebook ads, right? That's what I was referring to. Google optimization plus $100 of Facebook ads. If that was the option you wanted. Is $249 a month. $149 is covering the Google optimization itself and the website. So it's a kind of a bundled price there. If you wanted to instead bundle some Google pay-per-click ads in place of Facebook, then your incremental cost is $200 on the monthly because the minimum ad buy for Google is $300. You follow me there?
So I guess that's where I'm confused. Do I have to? I can't just do the Google optimization.
You can do just Google. I will let you know this. A lot of our clients do opt into Facebook. Here's why. Just Google and website is $199 a month. So for an extra $50 a month, you get $100 of Facebook ads and we build out your profile. So some people just like that extra bonus there. You can do just Google.
How does that Facebook ad work in terms of that? That's not a pay-per-click or anything?
Yeah, I'll walk you through Facebook. I totally forgot to mention that. So Facebook is really, really valuable for a lot of our clients. Don't get me wrong. It might be a little bit less because you're focusing on a lot of commercial. But how it works is you choose the keywords, and if someone was searching for those keywords on Google or another platform earlier in the day, Facebook has this thing, and I'm sure you've seen this term before, they're cookies. You've seen cookies before when you open up a website, right?
Yep.
So their cookies will capture that search query, and now later on in that evening, no matter if it's a business owner or homeowner, when they're scrolling through Facebook, in the news feed is where your ad pops up. A lot of our clients like the ads on Facebook mainly because of the click-through rate is more than double the click-through rate on an equivalent Google ad, because you are getting people in a much more relaxed state of mind when they're usually more open to browsing stuff, right? When I'm relaxing in bed, I'm not stressed out about the day-to-day.
Right. No, it makes sense.
So it does work really well.
It wouldn't be more than $100. It wouldn't go over the
$100. No. We set your budget. We set your budget at all. Correct. It's a preset budget with Facebook. How it works, just so you understand the detail, why a lot of people like Facebook ads with us is that $100 goes a long way on Facebook. The cost per click on Facebook is about 5% of the cost per click on Google. So, you know, it's just a very, very, low cost way to advertise. But again, that's something that you can decide at a later time if you don't want to do it now, and we can just do the $199. But if you want to do the $249, like I said, it includes that side as well.
We can always upgrade to the $249. We can always add.
If you upgrade after the fact, it'd be $299 because whatever we lock you in at, that's your set rate. So we can always lock you in at a rate that's lower. But the lowest rate I have to offer you for Google only is $199.
I gotcha.
Sorry. When I was speaking with, Jesse, he mentioned give him the lowest rate possible because he's starting this up again, you know, new. So that's why we're trying to do the new business.
Yeah. I just have to watch my stuff. Everything, you know, QuickBooks is $100 a month. You know, platform that I use for all of my just project management, you know, $300
a
month. I mean, it's
just CRMs are crazy. Everything is just a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, right?
I know. So
these dialer services, like what we're calling you on, you'd be surprised how much it costs per head on a dialer service, like what we're calling you on. That gets up there too, for sure.
No, I can just imagine. So I guess you kind of take over my website. You redo it or whatever within this cost, or is that extra? Are you
correct? It's all included. Thank you for asking that. That is a part of our service to you because that's how we ensure your success is by making sure things that we can optimize and make better, as long as you're willing, we'll go ahead and do that. So that's part of it.
Now, do I have any say in the website build? Like, I wanted
absolutely
in my website, I wanted a page of where people could go to, and I think you could see an example of this on Jesse's page and some other contractors' page where they could go to it, put in information like I want to just, if it were a homeowner, for instance, want to build a, you know, 24 by 24 garage, or I want to build a second story over the top of my garage, the measurements are blah, 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 blah. They give you details so you can kind of weed out, for lack of a better word, qualify is a better word, qualify them.
Oh, you're talking about like landing pages. Like, yeah, we could include a landing page where they actually type in what they're looking for. Something like that, you mean?
Right, and like it could have like, I'm looking to do this garage addition. It's this size. Maybe they throw in some pictures and I have an area. Do you have a, you know, a budget? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they,
right,
it's
right.
Like a page where they give me details or able to upload,
right.
You know, a picture or plans. Even if they had a plan, they're able to upload that into it and it comes to
right. So that's the information capture. If you scroll down to the bottom of the sample website I sent you, it is a, you know, generic. Obviously, we would make it however you need us to make it to customize a little bit. But it does have the name, phone, email, address, and message. So that way, that does have a small information capture. I know on Jesse Lane's website, he has a button that says Become a Client. So I imagine that's where that information capture occurs because there's really no other like a box where I can enter information like that. So it's probably connected to that. Once someone clicks become a client, they can start dropping in what they're looking for. So all that's doable for sure.
And I can look at that and kind of tell you what I'd like to add to it. So I do have some say over what we put in.
Go ahead.
Would I have access to the website myself in terms of uploading new pictures or something, and putting some detail about some of the stuff that we've done, or do I send that to you and you do it? How does that work?
Great question. The answer is yes and yes. You can either send it to us or go through your dashboard and make changes. We have walkthroughs on YouTube and also on your onboarding call. So when we're done with our call today, Troy, you go into an onboarding call that takes about 30 to 45 minutes. If you want to appoint someone else to be your marketing pro, that's okay too, and they can take the onboarding call. It's totally up to you how you want to manage this. But yes, you're going to have access to upload photos at any time. You have 100% control of your website just as much as we do. It's not a we're the only one that can potentially access your website, because that could leave you susceptible to, not saying we would ever do this, but we've heard it before from other companies, to like almost like a website hijacking sometimes. And have you ever heard of that before?
Well, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah,
I
like
feel
sometimes
hijacked right now because this chick started my stuff, and then it just didn't, you know.
There you go.
But it's all that's something I was like, oh, no, you do it. Put that shit in your name. I don't need to know. I mean, I don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? And
I don't know
passwords. I don't know anything. So.
Right. So as long as you get the password to your website, then we could take down the content and then replace it with our content. Still copycatting a lot of your content, like on the About Us and the homepage. Anything that you want to keep content-wise, you can keep, of course, 100%.
Is that so? We'll use a different website host and all that from what? Because she's got me, you know, I set the domain up through GoDaddy and all that, and then she switched it to this other type of, I could find it in emails because I think it's coming for renewal.
I was concerned about that because when I go to your website, it says connection is not secure. So, yeah, we probably, if you're okay with it, we might have to change the domain so that you have one of those ones that say it's secure. It's totally up to you, though. We can keep this exact domain.
No, I mean, I don't know, you know.
You're not claiming to be a marketing expert.
In terms of who she's, why she used this web hosting company, I guess, because what she was familiar with. So she's using some other type of, you know, web hosting platform. I'm trying to think.
It says Cadence WP. Maybe that is who it is.
What is it? Oh, SiteGround.
Oh, SiteGround. Gotcha.
SiteGround. Cause as a matter of fact, it expires today. Web hosting. I just have an email, or maybe that was from yesterday. It was from yesterday. So it's expired. Your services expire today is what this web hosting thing. But I wasn't going to renew it yet because I didn't even realize she had made it go live because it's not ready. You click on the second page of it and it goes to something about a restaurant or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I was wondering about that. I didn't realize that was. I was wondering what that was. I thought you meant for that content to be there. I was wondering why it showed a picture of like a kebab or something like that.
It's talking about a damn restaurant or something.
Here's what we'll do, Troy. Maybe this will make it easier for you, clean slate. We'll secure a domain. You'll still have 1,000% access to it. And essentially, if the time ever came that you left us, you would have rights to buy it very quickly. It's not going to be an expensive domain. That's not a problem. We don't ever want you to leave us. I want to be clear on that, Troy, but we don't hold anything hostage if you do. We have a reputation to upkeep ourselves, so it's just not good for business to do anything
Are you,
go ahead.
We can't use my current domain that I already have and pay for?
You can, but if you don't want to renew it, then we would do a new one.
Oh, I thought I was just renewing the hosting service.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, when you're renewing a hosting service,
my domain,
that's probably what...
I bought my domain through GoDaddy.
Okay. Okay, so the hosting service you're saying. As far as...
Yeah, the website hosting. Right. Website
right.
hosting.
I guess I would say this. That might be a great question for onboarding. Say, hey, my website hosting is no longer hosting it. That's why my domain shows is not secure. At that point, someone on the onboarding team would tell you probably very clearly, no problem, we can host it. And that would be that. And then you don't have to pay
right.
a separate hosting service.
Or I could send it back to GoDaddy for the hosting or what. I mean, I don't care.
Right.
Or if they said they're fine with it at SiteGround, I guess I don't care. I don't want to secure another domain if I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to secure another domain. We just want to make sure that this domain says it's secure when people go to the website. That's the thing that is important on a website. It says it's a secure domain.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
Yeah, we can, I mean, as long as, yeah, it should be able to. It's a GoDaddy. I mean, it's from GoDaddy, the domain, so it should be able to.
Right. It's just since you imported it somewhere else, that's why it shows it's not secure right now since they expired yesterday. They probably took away the security certificate yesterday. That's all it was.
Probably so. Okay.
Okay. All right, Troy, sorry for again so much tangential here. So it sounds like that we are looking to take next steps. It sounded like we were talking down that path. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I would like to do it. I'd like to get to, so is I guess my next biggest question, is there a contract? Is this month to month? Is there a contract?
It's month to month.
What's the deal with that?
It's month to month, but if you want to prepay, you would save money, but you don't have to. It's just month to month.
No, I don't want to at this point. I just, like I said, I need to, I just don't want to set myself up for failure in terms of.
Here's what you can do.
Coming up. So, hey.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying later on down the line, let's say you like it and you're like, you know what? I do want to save money every 6 months or a year. You can do a prepay 6 month or year at any time, even though you're already onboarded, if that makes sense. It just saves you some bucks.
That's perfect.
All right, Troy, so what is your last name? And then I'll need about 10 more minutes and we'll wrap up here.
Webb, W-E-B-B.
And then a good email for you?
Troy@vantagecontractinginc.com.
Okay, great. So I saw that on your website. Just wanted to verify that. Okay. And then the address that we have is Vantage Contracting Inc., 11222 Water Springs Circle in Jacksonville. Is that correct?
That's my corporate address, but that's not the address that I want to use for the business location.
Okay. So what address? So when you say for business location, you have a second location that we can publish on Google, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's my home
office.
What is that? I mean, it's my office, my home office. It's 1910 Penman Road, P-E-N-M-A-N Road, and that's Jacksonville Beach, Florida, 32250.
Gotcha. Okay, so now this address we can either choose to publish or not publish on Google. You let me know and we'll do either you prefer.
I don't know that there's any, I mean, is there a reason to publish it, or are you?
If you think that you have any risk, but I mean, if you've done it before and you're completely happy about it, it's not a problem. I mean, it's one of those rare situations where you think someone is going to try to stalk you or something like that. You seem like you're pretty strong in your own shoes. I don't think you're worried about that too much, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I just don't know. Is there an advantage to publishing it, or should we just put, you know, Jacksonville Beach, Florida?
The advantage to publishing it is that you get the pin placement. So it's a direct pin placement on your Google Business Profile. You know, the one with the like dot in a circle. and someone can click for directions if they wanted to. That's the only advantage to it. But as far as it being unpublished, tons of our clients who work out of a home base do not publish their home.
I will say don't publish it, because what I don't want, I am going to find an office hopefully soon. I don't want when I make my first couple of hires, which is hopefully here in the really near future, I'm going to purchase a, you know, or lease an office space for us to work in and not out of my home office. So, at that point in time, I might would publish that because at that point
we'll
in time, I'll have a conference room and things like that. So people could walk in. I don't want somebody coming up to my house. I mean, thinking, oh, I'm going to run by Vantage Contracting and, you know, see if they can build a garage for me.
Consult someone in their home. Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then, do you want anyone else to call in and make marketing changes on your behalf, or is it just going to be you for the time being?
No, just me for now.
Okay. If you want to make changes to that, just let us know. Best phone number for you, 904-861-4388, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then we will obviously can build upon this during your onboarding call, but for now, what are some of the few keywords as far as services you offer that you want us to promote off the top of your head? Just four or five is fine.
Obviously, you know, like
commercial contractor,
Florida
for sure.
Yeah, commercial contractor, you know, or if it's Florida, I don't know, you know, Florida or Jacksonville commercial contractor, like general contractor, like Jacksonville general contractor, because there's commercial, there's general, there's, and they all kind of tie in. So anyway,
commercial builder, something like that too, right? Because you do a full from the ground up, you said, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hitting, you know, some of the higher end residential remodel. So like, you know, maybe, I don't know how we just put that, just
home remodeling as a
contractor.
And then you pick and choose if you want to work with them. No, home remodeling is an idea. Okay. That's fine. So that's a good starting point. You know, we understand what you're looking for.
New construction, whatever.
Oh, new construction. That's a good one too. New construction. Okay. And then, again, a couple more things. We'll be almost done here. So as far as your Google Business Profile, I did not find it, right? GBP not found. I'm going to put this GBP, your Google Business Profile not found. And then I'm also going to indicate that the false one is not connected to you. So that way we know we need to make sure that is flagged or removed and nowhere connected to the word Vantage. Okay. We'll make sure that's focused on as well. And then not using any other SEO providers like what we're talking about, right?
Right. No, I'm
not. Okay. And as far as the onboarding call, it takes about 30 minutes. I know you've spent a lot of time with me already. Do you want to take on that call sometime later today, or do you want to do it tomorrow? I have times, just to let you know, times. I have 2 o'clock today, 5 o'clock today, or 6 o'clock today as the start time of the call.
And it's about a 30-minute call?
Yeah, I mean, and obviously we can dig as deep as you want, so, but it usually lasts about 30 minutes.
You have something available tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow, any slot that you want, any one-hour slot, you let me know and it's available.
How about 2 o'clock?
Okay, 2 o'clock tomorrow works. All right, let's see here. I'm going to send you the invite right now. It's going to say local splash EI for a client intake call. All right, give me 1 second. And then you'll get that email right now, in about 10 seconds here. Okay. So that invite is sent for tomorrow at 2. And then, again, a few more questions and we'll be done here. As far as you're going to get an email that has your Google Business Profile verification. It's just going to ask you for your licensing, insurance, just taking a couple photos. They will most likely have you do a video. If you have any questions about it, of course, we can help walk you through it and help with the process. But that is definitely something that Google does require of every business owner to set up the profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. So. Okay. And I did find – you said you have a Facebook page, correct? Or you don't have a business page yet?
I do not. No, I do not.
Okay. Needs one made. Do you have a personal Facebook? Even if you don't use it, that's okay. We just have to attach your business page to a human being's Facebook page.
I do have a Facebook page.
Okay. So that's all you need. And you could create a new one if you want. It doesn't really matter to us. We just need to attach it to a human being's profile because it is yours. The Facebook page is fully owned by you. We will help you develop it. The only thing we don't do is social media posts, but we help you develop it with the initial, like, photos and like, a digital business card, something like that, just to make sure people can quickly see what you do when they find you. But as far as, like, the day-to-day okay. posting, look at the thing we built. We don't do that side of it, just to be clear, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you want to share your profile, you could just click the share button on your phone and then send it to me via text. I'll record it. No rush right now. Again, you have until tomorrow, so that way we can attach it to your Facebook ads. And then as far as the domain, we're going to use your own domain that we already talked about, the and that's going to be VantageContractingInc.com, right?
Right.
Okay. And other than Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach, what are some local areas where you want us to promote what you do and or not so local areas that you want us to run Facebook ads in?
I mean, I guess just, you know, Jacksonville Beach. I mean, I guess that's all tied together. Atlantic Beach, Neptune Beach, they're all still Duval County. It's still Jacksonville.
It's important to say those other, like, smaller, like, communities because sometimes with Facebook.
Augustine, that'd be good. St. John's County, St. Augustine would be great.
St. John's County, perfect. That's a great start for that. And again, as we do, whether it's Facebook or you ever dip into Google later, you know, the world is your oyster as far as where you want to run the ads, and then we do a preset budget so that way you never go over it every month, okay?
Right, okay.
All right. First month, of course, you'll have the $100 budget there. Go ahead.
So I just looked up the, you know, Vantage Contracting, and it says Vantage Contracting, Inc. So I click on that, and then, oh, that goes to my website. Never mind. There's one under it that says Vantage Contracting Group, Inc. Permanent Close. And that's the
You're talking about the Google profile. That's the one we're gonna wipe away.
That's got the reviews with the bad reviews in it. So,
right.
So yeah, I don't even that group is not part of my name. Even though I know it is. I don't know how the group got in there like that, but we're Vantage Contracting Incorporated now. I don't know how that group got in there, but that group is referring to this company. I mean, that Vantage Contracting Group is 100% this company, but I don't know where the group got in there. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But I want it not in there because that has nothing to do with me. That was, you know, and those things are over 5 years old, those reviews. So,
right.
There's two reviews in there, and they're both crappy reviews.
Right. And so what I did right now is I did exactly that. I said there's a Google business profile that is not connected to the business that has a similar business name. Make sure to set up a new Google business profile so the Google business profile from the link that I provided is not connected to your company when someone searches on Google. That's going to be very important for us to wipe it away. Correct.
Okay.
So last question I have for you. Oh, just to let you know, we do set up a call tracking service and like what we were talking about, the data collection. It's basically a slightly different phone number is set up on your website and on your Google Business profile. So that way it helps you weed out a little bit of the unwanted calls, but more importantly, the call still goes directly to you or whatever number you want to capture these calls. It just allows us to record on the backside on your dashboard which calls came in and from where. It allows you to keep us accountable and us to hold ourselves accountable for your successes through our campaigns. Okay. Just to let you know, that's already included. I just wanted to let you know about it. Some people are really, really adamant about like saying, I want only my phone number showing it. You know, we take it off, but it's not recommended for analytics. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What hours of operation do you want to show on your website?
7 to 5.
Okay. Monday through Friday, right?
Correct.
Closed on weekends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everything is good here on the initial questionnaire that I just filled out for you. I'm going to ask you for a favor here, Troy. The call timers that we're on allow us to speak for 1 hour before it auto disconnects. Do you mind if I end the call and then call you right back in like 10 seconds?
No, that's fine.
All right. I'll bear with me. I'll give you a call right back. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.